Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gents. This is your host, the Knight Rider. Welcome to another exciting edition of Rough Riders Radio. Today's topic, John Boehner is not a scientist, so he's not qualified to comment on global warming or anything else for that matter. Let's get right to it. John Boehner and the rest of the GOP have now pivoted to the position that since they are not scientists, oh, really? That they will have no comment on global warming, period. How special. Well, let's just highlight one case in point to see the very real stark consequence of such an approach. The city of Norfolk, Virginia, is the largest naval base in the world. Estimates are that given the current increase in the world's temperature due to global warming, the city of Norfolk will see ocean levels rise by 5.5 feet by the end of the century. The Washington Mall will be underwater. Baltimore and Washington will be largely covered with ocean water. The party of denial, the GOP, will bring about the overflowing of the Nile, the Atlantic Ocean, down the east coast of this country. But Johnny Boy Boehner will be safely interred, buried, back in his beloved hometown, Cincinnati, Ohio, well before this ever happens, with his tan perfectly intact. Hey, folks, there are other much more pressing matters at hand right now. Oh, let's say, for example, Benghazi or the VA scandal. Well, please excuse me. I, John Boehner, am on my way to the next watering hole for an all-important fund and fun. Razor. I guess we can only conclude that Boehner Boy can also conjecture that he is also not a political scientist, and so therefore he has no thoughts on politics in general, feral matters, and raw naked power. After all, why bother to remain Speaker of the House while at the same time spending little or no time working on legislation? Or even being in session, and not even bothering to bring things up for a vote unless and until there is a absolute majority of supporters within his own party, the GOP. Even though there might be overall support, the Democrats, in the House chamber to pass legislation. God damn you, Boehner, and all of your ilk. I can categorically say now that you will go down in history as the last GOP leader of anything. Does the White House remain off limits for any Republican who decides to run for that office? And once the House of Representatives reverts back to Democratic control, either 2016 or maybe even 2014, it will stay that way for a long time. And why you might entertain thoughts of retaking the U.S. Senate, as they say in New York City, forget about it. Well, that concludes another episode of Knight Rider Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Knight Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide.